I know you've been hurting. I know you've been lonely, but I have excellent news. The Answer of the Week podcast is back. I'm here to actually do it. I couldn't actually get Joe Patrick in my house because it was late at night on a Wednesday, but I've got him on FaceTime, and let me tell you, he looks absolutely gorgeous. Joe Patrick, before we move on, can you please tell these kids what we asked them this week?
This week's question was, who is your favorite comic book successor? Superhero successor.
It's a good question.
Now, we're not talking about legacy characters like sons or daughters or nephews or whatever. We're talking about unrelated characters picking up an existing mantle and making it their own.
Fair enough.
That's right.
Let's go to our first call. This is from Pasadena, California. We have a bit of a mystery caller here. He started to introduce himself and cut himself off. So,
the mysterious stranger.
I'm going to say welcome aboard because I don't recall anyone from Pasadena. Here we go.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm calling in regards to your question of the week for the week beginning November 8th. And I have to say that my favorite superhero successor is Miles Morales, without a doubt. I know he hasn't been around too long, so I'm sure other people will probably bring up some characters or more storied history, but I have to say that given my reading history, he's definitely my favorite. Been a big superhero, well, I should say a big Spider-Man fan for most of my life, and I was pretty skeptical at first when Marvel had the whole unveiling of him and all that. But now that I've been keeping up with the comic, I've really come to enjoy him on his own and really like his dynamic with some more familiar characters and with Gonki, his friend. So I have to say that if Cataclysm does result in the Ultimate Comics line being shuttered, hopefully if any one character emerges from that universe and comes into the regular Marvel one, I hope it's Miles. So thanks, you guys, and keep up the great work.
Mystery Man is going with Miles Morales, and I like the choice.
Yeah, I like the choice, too. I wouldn't even say it's a bold choice. Miles is a great character.
Miles is a great character, and it's a newer one. I don't think it's anything to apologize for. There's no reason with saying that a newer character taking the reins couldn't be great. And I like the choice. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if Galactus does eat the Ultimate Universe, you are going to see more of Miles Morales.
Oh, for sure. Marvel has done too much with that character to elevate him up to just cast him to the breeze. If the Ultimate U goes away, I would bet real money that Miles will make it into the 616.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way. Next, checking in from L.A., Princess Ashley hitting us up again. Let's see what she had to say.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling for the second time. Really hoping it works out this time. But I answered your question of the week, which is regarding legacy characters who are not related. I don't remember how you phrased it. I'm not as clever as you guys. I'm sorry, but I'm really trying my best. My instinct was to go with Cassandra Cain because in my brain, all roads lead back to Batman. And it was really cool that she showed up in No Man's Land and was like, well, I'm Batgirl now, and I'm going to get shit done. And then Bruce eventually accepted her, sort of into their family fold. But because I feel like that's too predictable an answer, I'm going to go Kyle Rayner as Green Lantern because he had the best construct. He had the best mask. And he was the Green Lantern of the four human males that I always identified with the most. Every time he comes back, I love him. I'm so glad he's not Ion anymore. And I think that he gets shafted a lot because he killed his girlfriend. So yeah, Kyle Rayner.
Good answer. I loved Kyle Rayner. And I totally agree. Get shafted all the time. But I would also argue that all of those characters from the 90s that came up and replaced the other characters have been completely shafted. Whether you're talking about Wally West or Kyle Rayner.
Well, at least Kyle Rayner's still around.
He's still around. But I think he's the only one.
Don't even get me started.
Right? He's the only one.
But, well, I mean, Tim Drake is also still around. But
well, kind of.
No, he's still around. He's still Red Robin. He's a Teen Titan. He's still around.
I guess.
I mean, he's not as good as he used to be.
But the majority of those 90s characters got totally shafted. I mean, they're gone.
Well, yeah. But I think that her first choice, Cassandra Cain, was really good.
Yeah, I love Cassandra Cain. Completely love Cassandra Cain.
I will be honest and say that I have not been able to settle on a pick for my own answer. And she is definitely in the running.
That's fair.
So we're gonna see what happens as the rest of our calls play out.
Well, next we move on to our MP3 crew here. Let's begin with our very own Keith Silva, who has been known to overproduce his MP3s that he sent us. Let's see what we got this time from him.
Matt, Joe, it's the MP3 OG Keith Silva here. By the ocean, you know, as one does in a landlocked state. Got some gulls in the background. Might go inside in a minute. We'll see how cold it gets out here. Anyway, favorite legacy hero? There's only one choice, right? Matt knows what I'm talking about. Nods as good as a wink to a blind bat. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? It's Beta Ray Bill. Come on. The cover of Mighty Thor 337? Joe, hold that up so the listeners at home can see. Move. Straight. Move your thumb. Yeah, no. Straight. Little. There you go. Finally. All right. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Bill kicks off Simonson's run and harkens back to what Kirby and Lee did with Thor when he was mild-mannered Donald Blake. I like the idea of Mjolnir only being able to be picked up by someone if he be worthy. I know Thor is no from an advanced alien race or whatever, but there's something magical about an item that if you are worthy could transform you into a superhero. And what a psych out if you can't pick it up, huh? Beta Ray Bill gets his own hammer, Stormbreaker, which is much easier to pronounce than Mjolnir. Plus, Bill has his ship, the Scuttlebutt. There's a panel I remember of the Scuttlebutt. I'm sure it was from an issue of Thor. Well, I remember it from the Marvel Encyclopedia of Superheroes. Simonson draws the Scuttlebutt to look almost like the Argo from Starblazers, without, like, the wave motion gun. Oh, man, so cool. Okay, guys, my ride's here. I'm off. Silva away!
God damn. Keith Silva just pushed so many of my buttons there.
Beta Ray Bill and a crappy sound effect CD from the 90s. What do you got, Myers?
Whoa! That was fantastic.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
That was fantastic. I didn't even consider Beta Ray Bill. And I don't
know. Beta Ray Bill.
I'm wondering, does he count? Is he a legacy hero?
Well,
you know, like,
I mean, was he
or not
ever
a legacy
a
hero, but successor?
To Thor.
Yeah, I mean, like, Thor did disappear for a little bit and he did the job, but Thor was still Thor somewhere else.
I say he counts. I say he counts because
I want to count it because I love him so much.
Surely there have been stories where Thor was unavailable and Beta Ray Bill stepped in to assist.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's where Beta Ray Bill came from.
Well, there you have it.
Okay.
Then I say it counts.
Right. Thor was a frog for a while. Beta Ray Bill was running around doing the job. It was a whole thing.
That's when you're in a pinch and you find yourself turned into a frog, you know one man to call.
It happens. You know, you call a horse-headed alien and his ship's
right.
A scuttlebutt. Excellent call, Mr. Silva. That was fantastic. Next up, we've got one not from Aaron Myers, but from our very own good buddy, Roderick Ruth. Let's see what he had to say.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is the man that can't be stopped, at Roderick Ruth on Twitter, here with a response to your question of the week, which was, what's your favorite superhero successor? Okay, so upon initial response, I wanted to say Jean-Paul Valley, who is the man that took up the mantle of Batman after Bruce Wayne got his back severely broken by Bane at the end of Nightfall. But then I had to say, what the shock? Because I am a big fan of a superhero that comes from the year 2099, and that would be Miguel O'Hara himself, Spider-Man. He just always seemed cool to me. His origin is not unlike Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. And he had talons, and he got to traverse a futuristic cityscape and just was kind of the man that ushered us into something new and slightly terrible, which was the 2099 universe. But it was great. All right, thanks, guys.
I'm going to go on record as saying I officially wish everyone would send us MP3s. This is awesome. I love it. I love the music. I love the effects. And I love his choices. John Paul Valley love? Oh, man. Asriel became Batman for a very short time, and he was really bad at it. I loved it at the same time. Totally loved it. I like his choice of Miguel O'Hara, too. Spider-Man 2099, who's getting some love and coming back in digital form, right?
No, I think he's coming back.
He's just coming back, period?
It was announced at that digital panel.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They announced it at the digital panel. But he is coming back to comics. Spidey 2099.
Well, I guess.
What does that mean?
I haven't really seen any actual official confirmation from Marvel. But he's definitely back. He's in the present day. He was in the last storyline of Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, I mean, he's back. They perfectly set up
a new series. He's back in the spotlight. Spider-Man 2099 is awesome. That is a great answer from the man that can't be stopped.
I love it. I love it. I like his Asriel answer, too. I wish he would have stuck with that. I got so excited.
That's weird, man.
Oh, I love
it. I can't back that up.
Oh, whatever. And finally, in answer to Mr. Keith Silva, Aaron Myers, let's see what he's got. I hope his effects are just as good. Or I should say, passable. Because Silva's were kind of weak. But I loved it.
Hi, guys. It's Aaron Myers here, THN Love Slave. And I'm trying to answer the question of the week. I couldn't come up with anything. So I have someone here.
I can't really say that.
Oh, you can. Hang on. So here's the question. I have somebody here who's going to try to answer it.
Who?
You. Who is it?
Well, I can't really say that.
Are you sure?
No.
Well, who are you?
I'm Capulius Myers.
Okay, so this week's question. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite superhero successor?
Superman.
Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Who else, though?
The Superman.
Just Superman?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Can we think of a character unrelated to the original hero that took up the familiar mantle and made it their own?
Superman?
Is the answer always Superman?
No.
Hmm, who else might it be?
You.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the successor to Superman?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Well, that's the best we can come up with, guys. So, talk to you later. Bye.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Normally this cute bullshit does nothing for me, but that was absolutely adorable. Now,
Aaron, is your son's middle name really Tiberius?
That was my next question. Like, did
because that
you
is
name
rad.
Your kid Tiberius? That was amazing. Excellent work, Myers. I still think Silva stuck it to you on this one, but bring
well,
it.
Well,
had you given
Aaron tried to pander to with the cute vote.
Right.
Silva went in all in with the sound effects.
Perhaps you could have brought, if your kid would have come in and been like, Connor Hawk, I would have been like, oh, that's so adorable.
But he's related, so that doesn't count.
That's true. That's true. Joe Patrick, I know you've got an answer for this. I know you've been kicking it around, freaking out. Who is your favorite superhero successor?
There are so many. There are so many good ones. People think that this question
there's only one answer to this. There's only one answer that you are allowed to have. Because as long as I've known you, you've screamed and yelled about how much you love this character. Do I need to answer it for you?
Who?
It's Wally West!
Wally West is related to the Flash.
Not directly related. It's not like it's his son. It's Wally
West.
He's
the nephew.
Wally West totally counts.
He's the nephew of the Flash.
Wally West completely counts, and that is your answer. I'm not even going to argue about this. You've got to be kidding me.
I spelled it out. I expressly stated in the rules, no nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, whatever.
You said they have to be completely unrelated?
Unrelated, dude.
I don't understand how you don't just break the rules and make it Wally West. Because you don't have an answer.
Because we talk about Wally West enough. There are so many good ones like Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau.
She's all right.
Kyle Rayner, Cassandra Cain.
Love Kyle Rayner.
It's a tough question. I like the Spider-Man 2099 answer. I love the Kyle Rayner answer. I think Kyle Rayner's my guy.
Kyle Rayner's a good choice, and I really liked Kyle Rayner as well.
I think he's my number one because he kept the Green Lantern like mythos alive by himself.
Yeah.
For years.
And restarted the core.
Right. And I mean, not just from a story standpoint, but from a sales standpoint and a fan standpoint, they went from, you know, thousands of Green Lanterns to one Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And it probably saved that franchise.
I would, yeah. You know what? I would agree with that. Definitely.
I think Kyle Rayner is my favorite completely unrelated superhero successor.
I think Kyle Rayner is an excellent choice. Mine, also a DC character, I got to go with Tim Drake. I don't have a choice. I have to go with Tim Drake.
The only reason I didn't pick Tim Drake is because we talk about Tim Drake a lot.
I know we do, but I love him that much. He is my favorite Robin. He's one of my favorite DC characters. He is one of the main reasons that I'm upset with the DC New 52 because I don't like where that character ended up and what they did with him. Like, if you had not said anything about relation, my gut reaction would be Connor Hawke because I love that character so much. And we've discussed that before when we had the question of superhero relations. But yeah, Tim Drake, far and away, my favorite successor to any superhero role. He was so good because he wasn't as badass as Dick Grayson. Like, he wasn't an amazing fighter, but he was brilliant. And he was able to use, like, his detective skills more so,
right,
you know, than his fighting skills to get out of most of his scrapes. And he was such a fantastic character. And I hate what he's become. I hate it.
I think the only reason I give it to Kyle over Tim is that Kyle has more historical importance to comic books.
Well, at least to Green Lantern mythos, anyway.
No, I mean, like outside of story, like I think historically speaking, in terms of the importance to comic books as a medium, Kyle Rayner has more weight as a character than Tim Drake because they didn't really have to come up with a new Robin.
No, I agree. I just really liked how human he was. I love that series. I will never part with that Chuck Dixon series. It was so good. And even the Fabian Nicieza stuff, fantastic. Great stuff.
I love it. I know we didn't have that many calls, so I'll real quick touch on a couple of the answers from our message board.
Okay.
There were some great ones. There were some great ones on there that people may not have realized. Nathan Bradford says, "I wonder if the replacement Fantastic Four counts: Wolverine, Gray Hulk, Spider-Man, Ghost Rider."
No, it does not count.
It's still.
It was dumb, but I loved it.
It's still a great answer, though.
Arthur Adams drew those issues, and they were beautiful. Oh.
Brian Domingo says, "Kate Spencer, aka Manhunter."
Hmm.
She was a legacy hero.
Yeah, yeah.
However, her legacy was not connected to the Manhunters. She was a legacy of another character.
Who?
She was Iron Monroe's granddaughter.
Oh, that's right.
If I'm recalling correctly, Brian can correct me.
I believe that. I think you're right.
But she did not have any connection to the Manhunter legacy. So I think that's the only instance I can think of. Outside of Hector Hall, the son of Hawkman, becoming Dr. Fate,
yeah,
that's the only instance I can think of a legacy character becoming a different character than his legacy.
So I'm not wrong when I say this happens way more in DC than it does in Marvel, right?
Oh, for sure, because DC for a long time was all about successors.
Right, everything was legacy. Everything was.
The Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle,
right.
Even the Ted Kord Blue Beetle, these were unrelated successors.
I noticed nobody picked Jaime Reyes.
It's true. Philip from Jerusalem wrote in to say he's not sure if his answer is legit, but he's going with Dr. Octopus replacing Peter Parker.
Interesting, and I like it.
Which I think, technically speaking, counts.
Yeah. No, I'll count it. I like it.
We got another vote for Miles Morales and another vote for Spider-Man 2099. Jim does agree with you saying that DC has always done it better. his pick is Renee Montoya as the Question.
I was wondering if anyone would bring that up. I liked Renee Montoya as the Question as well.
And then our last one came from Black Op 0189. I don't know who that is. They signed in as guest.
Welcome aboard, Black Op.
He picks Johnny Storm becoming the second Human Torch.
That's clever.
Unrelated successor, and I'm giving it to him.
Well, no one would be related because the first one was an android, but that's clever.
But it was like completely removed.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give it to him. I like it. Good call.
Now, some great answers this week.
Sign in with your real name, sir. This guest BS is not going to get you anywhere. We can't give you props unless we know your name.
Listen, man. Fight the system.
Yeah.
Stay off the grid.
Oh, please. I'm not going to sit here and refer to you as Black Op every time we talk about you. Thanks for everybody that called and sent us a kick-ass MP3 and forced their children to say adorable things. It's great to hear from you guys again. We will have a new question up this Friday. And, of course, there'll be another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic-Cast coming to you this weekend. Until then, you'll just have to hold your breath and wait for more. We love you all. Thank you so much for your answers. Go to our THN forums. Sign up if you want to play along with the question of the week. Write your answer. Call us at 402-819-4894 and leave us your answer, and you could be right here with these other beautiful people answering the question of the week. Or, like we said, send us an MP3. Edit it. Put some sound effects in there. Oh, so much fun. I love it. You can send that to our email address, twoheadednerd@gmail.com. We will see you guys again this weekend. Thank you for playing!